This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swung on and missed. He got him with a slider that was ball four. Ball game over. 4-1. Houston wins it. Anthony left on deck. And they'll go back home 10 games above 500.
I hate getting thrown out. My job is to be in the dugout and help this team to win games from the dugout. My job is to be in the dugout. That's something Dave Dombrowski taught me in 18, and I try to stay there as much as possible.
Wow. Wow.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Wow, says Will Fleming, and that was not the good wow, that was the bad wow. Red Sox lose in Houston, lose the series, don't have a great road trip, go 2-4 against good competition on the road. I will say, I heard Sam Kennedy say that this morning, and Fitzy, you know I always believe that excuses are reasons given by losers. I've always said,
losers.
They were losers on the road in two series.
Mm-hmm. They lost back-to-back series against two teams that would and should be in the playoffs.
Playoff teams on the road. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, those teams have the advantage, correct? They're just as good as you because you're a playoff team right now.
Which series loss bothered you more?
San Diego.
See, I think the Astros one did. I love the win in between. But again, that's a classic case of like, guys, when you score 14 runs, can you spread a few of them out over a couple of the other games as well? But it's because Crochet finally took his lumps. That's why that one bothered
me. But see, if I had looked at that series on paper and you told me it was Crochet, May, and Buehler, I go, well, at least we win one in the series and you lose two. Now, it didn't play out which one you were going to win.
Okay, so now then...
Jimmy Giolito and Bayo are supposed to win two.
Back to yours, the fact that Giolito and Bayo S the B... that means that series didn't go according to plan. That's a little disconcerting heading towards the postseason.
Speaking of S-ing the B, we'll get to Mike Vrabel later because Patriots joint practices in Minnesota today. Mike Vrabel spoke to the media, and he dropped an S show.
He
in
did?
The middle of the press conference. I was like, whoa.
Well, I love Mike Vrabel even more right now than yesterday.
Because I don't, that might be the first time in my career covering the Patriots, which, as we all know, I like to brag about.
Did you cover them
century,
for a while?
A little bit. And I don't believe I ever heard Bill Belichick say a legitimate on-air swear during his time, and I'm pretty sure I didn't hear Gerard Mayo. So I think Mike Vrabel broke new ground today with an S word in the press conference.
Dare I say LFO, long freaking overdue.
Also going to make a prediction?
Mm-hmm.
Won't be the last time.
Nope.
We're going to hear a bunch of those because Mike Vrabel was a little ornery today on his, and I think this could be why, jersey number birthday.
That's right. He hit the big 5-0.
Yeah.
Can I just tell
halfway you? Halfway to dead, as I like to say
it. Wow, geez. So I'm even closer to D?
I mean, some of us, excuse me?
dead.
Oh.
Since I'm 50. See, 50, I'll tell you.
I think I'm way past halfway to dead.
Now, let me tell you for the record, and everyone that's joined me in Club 51 feels the same way. 50, no big deal. Honestly, it's an extension.
40 kind of sucked.
Yeah, 40 was weird.
30s were nothing for me.
50 is not a big deal.
40 was like, oh, I'm getting old.
51 means, oh no, you're in your 50s.
Yeah.
50 can be like a fun version of your 40s. 51 is, yeah, you're an old man.
And Vrabel's response was his body feels old, but not the rest
of him. He played football for half his life, so obviously he's going to have some miles on the tires.
And his body doesn't look old. When I go down to practice, he's playing deep free safety, roaming around the field with current NFL players at the age of 50.
Because he's a football guy and he can't help himself.
So we'll get into some of his comments today. Ornery Mike Vrabel, his birthday. We'll also get in... to his comments about his birthday cake of choice and what he asked the media for in his meeting with them earlier today. But the Boston Red Sox lose last night, and I don't think it happened in the fashion necessarily we expected.
Sort of.
But Walker Buehler didn't, you know, what did you say? S the B?
Yeah.
He didn't S the B.
It wasn't a full worst-case scenario.
Gave up
but
two
he
home
did.
Runs, one of which was a walk and a home run combo, which immediately people were tweeting me like, didn't you tell Walker Buehler not to do that? Yeah, he doesn't listen.
And you know what that was? If a bad Walker Buehler start is a poo-poo platter, this was mostly just a la carte, like egg rolls and spare ribs.
Yes, but in the end, the offense stunk. You had one extra base hit. You had one run. And I also am getting to the point where Dan Ball, and you can start to track these. I think you've noted it before. I'm jinxed a little on my three-point stances.
You are?
I believe I said trade... Christian Campbell, he immediately hit a home run and got out of his slump. I said, trade Jaren Duran, he immediately hit a home run and got out of his slump. And I said, Roman Anthony is the second coming of Ted Williams, and he immediately goes out there and strikes out three times in an 0-for-4 performance at the top of the lineup.
So you were a good... So when you say something negative, you're a good jinx. When you say something good, you're a negative jinx.
They fade me. They oppo me. They go oppo, and Roman Anthony did not look like Ted Williams or Babe Ruth.
So stay on... Do us a favor then. Stay on brand.
So you want me to just say, trade, this guy sucks, trade him, get rid of him.
Yeah, and who cares? And who cares how many different outlets aggregate the take followed by the hate showers that come in on social media? That's no big deal.
I can take it.
Of course you can. You've done it before.
I have panda emojis enough for everyone.
You look for a reason to argue with people while you're standing in line at pizzerias. It's fine.
There is some truth to that. So basically what I need to do is say, I guarantee Alex Cora will get ejected 5 more times this season. And that should help him stay away from being ejected because, as you heard in the intro, and he keeps telling us, Dave Dombrowski told him, I need you in the dugout. You shouldn't be getting ejected. Well, he got ejected again. 5 ejections this season, a career high for him. 4 ejections in 22 and 23. Last night's was a weird one. Last night's was definitely a weird one. There was a potential balk situation with Jaren Duran on third, in which Jaren Duran, the third base coach, first base, everybody's pointing. And then Cora comes out, argues it or asks for an explanation, that's fine, goes back to the dugout between innings, comes back out, and was ejected between innings by the over-officious home plate umpire.
The rare in-between innings ejection.
Yeah, and in this day and age...
Was it necessary?
I don't think it was necessary. He was walking away and got... Now, I don't know what he said. He will listen to some of the audio later as he explains sort of the interaction. But this is a thing with him. You know, career-high ejections. And I don't know... The other thing that could play a role in that is there's more pressure on Alex Cora and his baseball team. They're a playoff team. He thinks they're going to the playoffs. So each one of these games matter. If you have a balk with Jaren Duran on third, you score another run. Maybe you win a game. Maybe you win the series on the road against a playoff team. Maybe in previous years, there wasn't quite as much juice to night-in, night-out baseball. As Fox used to say, this time it matters, right?
Oh, this one counts.
Maybe he's, you know, enacting that.
Are the Red Sox, let me go back to a question we asked him yesterday. Your lead-in about why people are scrutinizing the Sox over iPads, placement of first and third base coaches, the follow-up about does Alex Cora's history checker the way people view the team, judge them, etc. Do you think the Red Sox, and Alex Cora in particular, could have a... I won't say big, but maybe sort of like small, like a local carnival bullseye on them?
Sure. I mean, I think the Boston Red Sox are always
high
the
profile
Boston Red
team
Sox when they're good.
And it probably aggravates people that they've won 4 World Series this century thus far, more than anyone else. Kind of high on their horse. Oh, Boston sports, the 13 duck boats, blah, blah. I have a feeling that if any manager is going to get tossed or rung up, It may be Cora just because of his history and who the Red Sox are.
Well, and there's probably some truth to a reputation as maybe the smartest man in baseball, the smartest man, like a Joe Madden type thing. For a while there, Joe Madden was like the be-all, end-all manager. Oh, I drink fine wine, and I bet my best hitter first.
Go sit down and pour your Merlot.
He was ahead of a lot of curves in the way baseball kind of trended in various ways. Smartest man he knew. There was some arrogance there. Now, I don't feel arrogance from Alex Cora. I don't know about you. I don't feel any smartest man in the room arrogance to him, despite everybody telling me he's one of the smartest baseball men in whatever room he's in. Yeah. I don't feel arrogance.
Doesn't his baseball acumen come across to you without him having to explain things? I've never felt like he's mansplained to us in any of the interviews or any post games. I feel like Cora goes about things just casually enough that it's never like, oh, thanks for talking down Baseball Hill to me, boss.
Yeah, no, I, and again, we're too close, but let's listen to Alex Cora's explanation of what went down last night when there was a would-be balk that wasn't called, and maybe let's try to perceive how and why he got ejected.
They got the call right, you know. The only thing for me is, like, we've seen the situation before that guys have a regular windup, and they ask the guys to declare. You don't have to declare if you have a regular windup. It's only if you have a hybrid windup. That's when you have to declare, because that way you're not deceiving the runner. But throughout the last 2 years, we've seen situations that it's a regular windup, and they have asked the pitcher to declare. That was the only thing. And then I went out there just to educate myself, to be honest with you. That's what I told him. I want to learn. I want to know. I don't know if he took it that I was being sarcastic. I wasn't. And then I was walking back, and he threw me out.
Okay, so I can easily perceive how he got ejected. Oh, why don't you educate me? Right there, that tone is different than, no. I for future reference, I want to know what the rule
is. Ejection worthy.
I don't know.
Come on.
If I'm in the right mood and I'm the ump.
Someone's cranky. Someone's got something going on at home. Yeah. Someone's had enough of his blank.
Right.
Come on,
My girlfriend on the road was rude to me, and I'm the umpire, and you know, the
turns
Houston
Bay. Turns out she was hooking up with another
other umpires. It's not apparently it's every ump that comes through Houston kind of thing. If I'm in that kind of mood, well then when you say I'm trying to be educated, you're gone. And I'm sick of you, and I've had enough of you. Or it could just be as simple as also the second trip. Like he takes the trip in live real time and then takes another trip out between innings. It's like, no, we already dealt with this, and now you're kind of being a pain in my ass kind of thing. Could be that, or it could be don't get me wrong, I usually just rip the ump and say it's the ump's fault, because I hate all refs, all umps, all levels.
You're not an ump stan.
Nope. Little league through major leagues, I think the ump is wrong. They're all over officious and think they're the show, or most of them, I shouldn't say all, so I'm on that. But the bigger question we have isn't whether Alex Cora is going to get ejected again. Why is he getting ejected so much? I honestly don't really care about that. This goes back to the something we've talked about off and on is sort of the streakiness of this team, and you just joked about it. You score 14 runs against the bullpen one night, and the next night you get one run. The next night you strike out 9 times, led by your leadoff hitter, Roman Anthony, with 3 strikeouts. And this idea that they had a plus run differential. I saw Dan Ball putting the rundown, plus 12 on the trip. Oh, that's great. But one of those games was plus 13. So, like, that doesn't really help me. That ability to consistently score runs and consistently be a good offensive team is something that, I don't know, it ebbs and flows. When I see them rolling, I feel like, yeah, it's a good offensive team. And then when I see one of these games where they have one extra base hit and they score one run against a very good pitcher, right?
Sure. I mean, how we knew going into last night, 9-5 with a 2.5 ERA.
Very good pitcher.
Yeah.
But the reality is you're supposed to be a good offense. So a good offense versus a good pitcher, can you put up a little more fight? So do we have any concern, A, about the offense against good pitchers, or B, just against the Red Sox against good playoff caliber teams?
Yes, we do. We should. I mean, yeah, they gave it to Tariq Skubal. Tariq, fine, sure. Tariq. The Skubal guy.
I just said
Tariq. They gave
Tariq
it to him. Okay, fine.
Tariq again.
All right.
It's like I tell you it's a route tree and you say root, and I go, no, route.
I run roots. But it's a route tree.
Routes.
I don't run routes.
Yes, you do. All wide receivers run routes.
Right. Yes, I have concerns about them facing high leverage pitchers, high quality pitchers. Yeah, I should, because obviously the team strikes out a lot, and there are a lot of guys there. There are a lot of guys in this lineup, this lefty centric lineup, especially if it's a left handed pitcher, fall for a lot of that outside slider cheese on a regular basis. So, You make this lefty-centric lineup go after a hardcore lefty pitcher? Yeah, I've got my concerns.
Plus, your guy Roman Anthony suddenly trying to be a power hitter and trying
who gave him that idea?
Change his swing, and all of a sudden he strikes out three times. So I think maybe he was watching a little too much IG. He's young enough. I'm sure he watches IG clips.
Does he rock the gram?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he saw Fitzy say, change your swing. He goes out, he changes his swing, and all of a sudden he's not getting on base, and he's, oh, my God, he's below 400 on base percentage.
Wow,
it's
no.
Terrible. Do you know it's been 50% for, like, a stretch here? Ridiculous.
That he was on base basically every other
flip
at-bat.
A coin, and he's on base, basically.
Some bitch.
And even with all the strikeouts, because he basically strikes out one every four at-bats, I believe. Like, he's like a 25% strikeout guy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But for I'm not going to criticize such, it. I'll leave criticizing Roman Anthony to Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Oh, good.
That's the at Fitzy GFY if you want to go at him somewhere.
The ire of Red Sox Nation, or the scourge of Sox Nation, please, at me, bros. That is a lot, though, for somebody with his plate discipline.
And then the other thing to take out of last night's game is the Walker Buehler. Because we've talked about, if this team is going where this team wants to go, and I listened to Sam Kennedy on the front office report this morning, Greg Hill show, talk about they still want to do special things and our playoff team and all those things. Is Walker Buehler part of that conversation? Is Dustin May part of that conversation? What exactly is that conversation like behind Garrett Crochet? And I guess Bayo? Is Bayo the two now?
Yeah.
And Giolito's the three.
However, he could easily, like, he's had more bad starts than good starts since the All-Star break.
Yeah, not great, Bob.
He might jeopardize his number three status. You could have somebody like, if let's say May has two more good starts, strings together a troika, a nice little three spot, and then all of a sudden,
did you
another
say
bad
he
spot.
Has, so two more.
Yeah, two more.
Okay.
Two more in a row.
You're not predicting the troika after two, because that would be the next one.
I'm riding this one. This one plus two. One plus two still equals three. Last time I checked, Dan, you don't have to worry about that. I got it. So he strings together three good starts, and Giolito maybe struggles one or two more times consecutively.
That I can
You could have a question. You could have a question about this, which is why I'm so keen and interested on the idea of maybe bringing up one of these guys to see if you can dial him up for possible third or fourth starter use. Yeah, I don't think you can depend on anybody beyond Bayo and Crochet.
You are really looking to pile on young players, huh? So Roman Anthony,
you need help.
Power. He gets on base 50% of the time, mm-hmm. and you're like, no, 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 what I need you to do is score more. I need you to hit home runs. And now Peyton Tolley.
The starters are struggling.
So now we're not going to ask Giolito, a veteran, or mm-hmm. Buehler, a veteran, or Bayo, a veteran. And he's a veteran now. Like, this is year three, essentially. Like, he's a veteran pitcher.
Sure.
We're not going to ask them to figure it out and do more. Dustin May. We're not going to ask him. We're going to bring up guys from the minors and be like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, we need you to win when you go out there because we're in a race for a playoff spot here. We might even need you in the postseason rotation because we want to win playoff games and series.
All right, so let me ask you this now. Let's say it's Bayo and Crochet locked in your wild card series. Best of five, right?
Yeah, a while ago, I would have liked it.
And you need, let's say Bayo writes the ship. He's fine enough.
Okay, I got a shot.
Down the stretch, okay?
Now I need somebody to steal a win.
I'm not sure about the third pitcher. Who would give you the most confidence as the long reliever? Would it be Giolito? Would it be Bayo? Would you want Whitlock to almost have Bernardino? Who's your guy?
Maybe Giolito? Maybe Matt's. Well, this is where you get
Matt's
into
incredible.
The guy that pulls the strings has to be the guy that gets the job done, and that's Alex Cora, which has historically been a strength of his, managing pitching in the postseason, pulling the plug on the starter, going to the right guy, riding the right guy. All of those things have generally been a strength of Alex Cora, and unlike a lot of texters that love to pile on, that's a side topic we may get into a little bit later in this show is the faith and credibility in the coaches / managers in town. Who's the best or worst coach in town? Obviously, Sturm is sort of on his own island. He hasn't done anything yet.
Can't judge and rank him until...
And theoretically, Joe Mazzulla is on an island with Cora because he has a ring, something Mike Vrabel hasn't accomplished.
Does Vrabel still want to cut off his blank to win a title?
Yeah.
As a coach?
Yeah. I mean, they kind of re-asked him that, and he's like, I basically told you that already. Like,
so I don't need to go back there. And that's when he was even younger.
Yeah. Now he's 50, and what does he need that
for? He just wants to sit home, eat cake, wants to eat, like, Hood ice cream out of the carton and fall asleep in a chair.
But the confidence level in the coaches and managers is interesting to me, because to me, Alex Cora is in the running for the top guy in town with his ring, with his reputation, with everything that we've seen him do, good and bad. And every time we bring up Alex Cora, I feel like the text line just lights up with, fire Cora, he's not that good.
Why are so many people angry at him?
I don't know. I don't know how you could be angry at Alex Cora. I'm all for a critical eye. You know that. Like, I'm not Mr. Rah-Rah, everybody's great, everything is awesome. Alex
this is
Cora
news
won.
To me, but yes.
But what does he fail to do? What are the specific reasons why you wouldn't like or have any confidence in Alex Cora?
I think it is a classic case of shooting the messenger. I think they believe he puts a nice, very verbally deft, shiny polish to the BS that he is fed through the Kennedys, the Henrys, ownership, Fenway Sports Group, etc. And fans' frustration with management and ownership basically gets funneled through the vessel that is Alex Cora, which is too bad because I almost find it impossible to dislike anything about him.
Yeah, me too. But, I mean, other than the losing in recent years and his team's fading late in the season.
And also
I mean, those are things to not
love. Defense isn't great.
The defense stinks, the base running. But we found out
it's not
organizational. Uh-huh. Can't blame him. Shooting the messenger again. 617-779-7937. Red Sox lose in Houston 4-1. Walker Buehler, not great. Alex Cora gets ejected. But Patriots are also practicing in the middle of the country, out in Minnesota. Day two of joint practices with the Vikings.
Oh.
We got to see if they're a little bit better today because some of the rave reviews were not so rave. They were grave yesterday from Chad Graff of The Athletic. We'll talk about Patriots' failures yesterday, and we'll try to catch up on what's going on with the Vikings today. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball is trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
About how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes.
That was Mike Vrabel, the ornery one that we told you earlier. A little cranky on his 50th birthday with a back and forth with our buddy Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, regarding some comments that we will play for you later. The Scoop City podcast, it was Diana Russini sitting down with Stephon Diggs. And Diggs was kind of playful and wouldn't say he was going to be ready for week one. And obviously Phil referenced that. And then Vrabel is like, did you really buy that? I didn't buy it. But we'll get into some of that audio later. But that's an example of Mike Vrabel's mood today. And I don't know if it's just because it's his birthday and he's working on his birthday and he didn't get the cake he wanted on his birthday. Or could it be that his team is not great? We're going to get into yesterday, but just to update, Patriots practicing 1-3 today out there, their time, 12-2. And so I opened up Twitter just like, hey, I wonder what's going on with the Patriots practice. And on my feed of who I'm following, the two things that popped up, Mark Daniels, through 12 pass plays, I have the Vikings with 3 sacks on Drake May, 2 allowed by Campbell, and the other might have been on Wenu. Oh, great. So the 4th overall pick, giving up multiple sacks again. Drake May is getting sacked basically every 2 or 3 times he drops back. Oh, but you never know. Maybe Mark Daniels is looking at things differently. Oh, good. Andrew Callahan, he's focused on the defense. The Patriots defense is getting shredded today. J.J. McCarthy is 14 of 16 with 5 TDs in 11-on-11 periods. Oh, my God. It's getting worse, not better.
That's so funny because when I open my thread, first thing I see is Drake May threading the needle to DeMario Douglas for a touchdown. Then I see...
Is that now? Because I know
yes,
in 7-on-7...
That was today.
No, now. I know in 7-on-7 he was fine. They seem to be good in 7-on-7. It's real football that they're not great at.
Then let's see. Then they had another... They had one-on-ones, and Efton Chisholm...
Don't care.
...got someone in the corner of the end zone again. And then I saw giant fight.
I believe football still played 11-on-11, right?
Yeah, well, you have
There's
to start...
There's a reason they tell you one-on-one.
You start one at a time, and then you work your way up to 3-on-3, 5-on-5, 7-on-7,
well,
all the way up to
11-on-11. Well, now they usually do one-on-ones.
It's nice. Okay, it's good. Okay, let's not...
They used to do 9-on-7, but they're not allowed to do that
this
anymore.
This guy's
going to
be in the Hall of Fame. Let's just relax. And then, ultimately, a giant fight, and Vrabel tried to break it up once again.
Did he get his ass kicked on his birthday?
I don't know how bad it was. Let's see how bad the scrape was, but there was a big old... Big ol' thing.
So, Mark Daniels, 12 pass plays, 3 sacks for Drake May. And then yesterday, I read Chad Graff in The Athletic. He is generally what I would say a positive viewpoint kind of guy in his coverage. Quote, but the domination was so thorough by the Vikings front seven that 3 straight plays at one point would have resulted in a sack. We talked about 6 sacks in 25 pass attempts for Drake May yesterday.
Who's 77?
I don't know.
70, Dan Ball, can we figure out who 77 is on the Patriots line, please? Because I'm watching a play right now where he just got absolutely, not blown up, not obliterated, destroyed. Like, walk off the field bad.
It's Ben Brown, according to Dan Ball.
He was at left guard. That'll be the last time he does that.
So I'm confused. Are you positive about this team or negative? Because you were just telling me to pay attention to meaningless 7-on-7
drills. There were some nice things. Wait, hold on. When do I have to be one or the other?
Well, I mean, you clearly wanted to push back on the fact that I was entrusting Mark Daniels and Andrew Callahan to tell me the reality of what was going on in 11-on-11 work.
Well,
you were choosing one-on-ones nice, and 7-on-7s.
It's very funny how your feed opens up and it's like, terrible news, dire consequences. My feed opens up and it's like, look at these nice highlights, Fitzy.
I was going with the present. It was 1 minute ago and 4 minutes ago. I was going with the 11-on-11. Because I still believe 11-on-11 matters more than, you know, Ted and I were talking about it yesterday. You watch one-on-ones. Yeah, the receiver should get open. The receiver should get open one-on-one. That's just kind of how those drills work. It's really hard for the defense. Sometimes. What's our concern level? And I think you're telling me yours isn't that great because you're liking what you're seeing in drills.
I'm happy to see some players standing out positively. It's not all crash and burn, dire negative cancel the season. However, that said,
no one's canceling the season. Well, we're going to have to watch it one way or the other. There's going to be 17 games.
Oh boy,
there'll be a bye week in there. It's 18 weeks.
Early for this.
I'll have to do post game shows with you, and you'll tell me it's great when they lost 42-2.
When did I ever tell you that in the first place? 2:34 p.m. and already I quit. All right. No, this doesn't look very good. It's not a great day. The left side of the line, your boy, Will Campbell.
Bad again.
Oh, got a draft. Will absolutely obliterated.
Yeah, and the whole idea that he won't, he learned yesterday, so day two, the beauty of 2 days of joint practices is you get to come back out there the next day and prove you learned from,
uh-oh.
And we are talking about issues. So listening to Phil Perry on the NBC Sports Boston with Tom Curran's podcast, he was talking about one of the sacks yesterday was sort of off the edge and Will Campbell was sort of blocking down. One of them was he overset and got beat to the inside, which is a concern for Ted Johnson. I know he's talked a lot about that and Phil Perry is jumping on that bandwagon. But day two is similar to day one. I will say maybe they can do what they did yesterday and try to muddy the water with a couple big plays to make everybody forget about the horrifically bad plays. And that was yesterday. Oh, we got a big play?
No, we got Phil Perry. Vikings defense dominant.
Yeah.
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 Issue is up front. Oh, see, I gave you this name beforehand. Phil mentioned it yesterday on the Patriots Talk podcast/stream or whatever. I'm sure Tommy Curran, when he joins us at 3:30, will also get into it. Jonathan Grenard, who's the guy they signed when Danielle Hunter left and went to Houston.
He's a good pass rusher.
He's a very good pass rusher. Just ate Will Campbell alive.
Right. Is he any much better than T.J. Watt or Max Crosby?
Why do you think I told... Hold on. I told you that the first month of the season was going to be potentially dangerous for Will Campbell.
Yeah. No, I don't care about Will Campbell. It's dangerous for Drake May.
Oh, no, yeah.
Will Campbell isn't going to get hurt when he gets beat.
A problem... Well, his feelings might get hurt. A problem for Will Campbell... Dangerous for Drake May.
Yeah.
Drake, you know what Drake May might want to start doing? I'm not sure if anyone out there can recommend the exercise. What helps you run to your right faster?
I don't know if I want him running right.
Practice? Oh, because he's going to run into whoever Morgan Moses gives
right.
a free
whoever
pass.
Morgan Moses whiffs on like he was whiffing for the first
running?
3 days
what helps
of camp.
You? He should, you know what? Backpedaling.
You know what he should learn to do? Get rid of the damn ball quickly. That's what he needs
Pop
to learn
Douglas
to do.
Dropped two of them, apparently.
He needs to learn to get rid of the ball quickly.
That's it.
And this is why I am worried about the passing attack. I know Drake May can throw bombs off his back foot, and everybody gets all excited about that. He's not going to be in the opportunity to do that very often. He needs to throw quick slants. He needs to do the Tom Brady get the ball out in 1.87 seconds because they're coming, and they're coming fast for him. The 401 chimes in. Hey, moron. The only game you've seen them play 11-11, they went 48-18. Yeah, you're right. The first team of the Patriots did a very nice job against the backups for the Washington Commanders. That was very impressive. Washington sat 30-something people in that game.
There we go.
If they play a bunch of backups all year, they might win some games.
Hey, you know someone that people have been talking about in a very flattering light? What do they call him? The eraser? The professor? Whatever
yeah, Woodson.
It is? Craig Woodson, like the 30-year-old safety.
Did he get toasted too?
Well, funny thing is, in 11-on-11, so now you know you can take it seriously.
He must have dominated one-on-ones.
Aaron Jones went out on a wheel route. And,
route.
J.J. wheel route. He went out on a wheel. Go F yourself. Absolutely smoked him. And then the funny thing was the safety that was closing in to try to help Craig Woodson crashed into him.
Oh, good. So now we're... Cue the circus music. Now we're the Bad News Bears. It's not. It's one
nice
thing
pass.
If you get
I got to
beat.
Say, though, nice pass by J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Now we're praising the other team's quarterback.
Yep.
I'm here to watch Drake May. I don't want to talk about J.J. McCarthy. I think he stinks and is overrated, but he certainly has some talent to work with.
You haven't seen enough to know that he stinks or is overrated.
I thought he was overrated in college. Anyway, let's take that play. We have Woodson. So Woodson is a safety. He's the eraser. So he takes away anybody except apparently a running back. I mean, how am I going to ask him to cover tight ends and slot wide receivers if he can't take care of Aaron Jones, who I know is a good running back? Is he the greatest running back of all time? Is he the best pass-catching running back of all time? Nope, he wouldn't qualify as that. He would qualify as good. Good pass-catching running back. Good, right? He was the comparison people were throwing out there for Ramondre Stevenson a couple years ago when he was at his best catching 69 passes. So now we have this eraser who apparently can't even erase pencil.
Got erased.
Never mind pen or anything beyond that.
He got smudged.
So are you jumping to my side of the ship of concern?
No, I'm not. What exactly is your blind faith based on? You're up in the front. You haven't even seen an iceberg, and you're up there telling everybody, these are icy waters. That's all I know. There have been other icebergs that have crashed into boats. That's what I'm saying. Meanwhile, it's sunny.
I've
it's
seen
beautiful.
Nothing. I'm just going by what the reporters are telling me from joint practices.
Okay. And I'm here realizing that it is still practice. It is. What is today's date? Oh, is it carry the 4th? August 15th.
Yeah.
So give it time.
How many more joint practices do they have?
August 14th. Well, after today, I don't think they have any.
Oh, so would that be an indication, Dan Ball, that they are running out of opportunities to improve and prove themselves?
My understanding is, yes, as the days kind of, as they decrease, your level of concern increases as you get closer
and
to
I've been
one.
Told by NFL coaches, NFL players, NFL media, and I would agree with this sentiment, that joint practices are the most important days of the summer, correct?
I have been told as much as well.
Okay. So the first one, they looked pretty good against Washington. I thought they did a really nice job competing with Washington. The last 2 days, yike-a-poo.
So wasn't the take at large by one and many in Patriots Nation, the media cartel, this station, wherever, that this was an important week, a big week for them.
Yes.
And that we were going to learn a lot and we were going to see them really go up against some iron, some metal, like a team with Super Bowl aspirations that has a good offensive line, a great pass rush, and elite weaponry. So far, the Vikings are showcasing all of that talent and the Pats are kind of getting it handed to them a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to lose in the summer and win in the fall, or is that it? Do we fold tents, pack it up?
No,
and
I mean,
say,
generally when you lose in the summer, you keep losing in the fall. Generally when you're exposed in the summer, you get exposed in the fall. There are not a lot of examples where...
Can't learn from your mistakes?
You can absolutely.
You fall down, that's
I
it.
Was
your
hoping Will Campbell would learn from yesterday.
Knees are going to bleed forever. That's it, I'm going to stay down here
Will
on the
Campbell
ground.
Will Campbell was not good yesterday.
And I fell.
Sounds like he's not good today. So that would be the concern there. That would be the absolute concern. And the fact is you're running out of opportunities. Now we've indicated, and people used to get annoyed when Belichick would say this, well, September is actually an extension of the preseason. Now it's looking like the Patriots need it to be an extension of the preseason.
There's
to
still
learn.
Time. Aren't you a proponent of, or don't you believe there to be some value in you stink and then you learn from there? You got to coach them up. If the Patriots were just dominant, perfect, picturesque, oh my God,
would
fire
love
up
to
the
see
duck
it.
Boats.
Would love to see it.
Give it time.
Would love to see.
Give it time.
You know the C word we use?
What did Mike
competence?
Vrabel take over? Yes, I know. I know
competent?
A C word that perfectly describes this conversation.
Do they
and
sound
your
competent
yes.
today?
Huh?
Oh, real? You don't like objectivity and realism?
Oh, it's not objectivity.
I love how
and realism.
I get blamed for reading tweets
pessimism.
Of reporters that are on the ground.
It's pessimism.
Nope.
It's agitation.
It's just it tweet
is.
Reading.
Nope. That's it.
Tweet reading here on WEEI
tweet
afternoons.
This.
Mike Vrabel. Met with the media today. He is the first-year Patriots head coach, something Fitzy has wanted to talk about. New coaches in the National Football League. Fitzy thinks Mike Vrabel might be one of the best new coaches, might have the chance to win as many games as any first-year coach. We'll see if Fitzy adjusts that opinion based on 2 days of joint practice work that has been horrific in Minnesota. A little Mike Vrabel expectations for wins up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, it's for everybody, right? It's for the quarterback to be able to communicate and get us in the right protection. Communicate and go from there, but execute, right? And I think the big thing is, you know, once you communicate, we have to execute in the fundamentals and, you know, make corrections quickly and go from there.
That was Mike Vrabel talking about some of the pass protection issues yesterday for a Patriots team that's in its second day of joint practices with the Vikings, having some pass protection issues today as well. So I don't know if it's execution, whether it's communication, whether it's talent, whether it's all of the above, whether it's youth. Whether it's, as Mike Reese pointed out, no team in a quarter century has started a left guard and left tackle that's rookies, and good reason for that.
I'm going to bet this team doesn't.
You don't think these two guys are going to start?
Oh, no, I think Will Campbell's going to start.
We're going to put Cole Strange back there? Who are we putting back in there now?
Could you look worse than everyone else has looked for the last 2 days?
Probably not.
I mean, how bad was Cole Strange
bad.
To give Ben Brown a whistle and to let Jared Wilson take a shot? First of all, I still think I'm with many others that believes they should stop the same way that they were yo-yoing around, like Roman Anthony's here, he's there, Raphael is here, he's there, he's over where, Crossing Sports, 3-2-1, back to football. Just let Jared Wilson be either the starting center or the backup center. Enough with ding-dong.
I want him to be
around.
The starting center.
So do I.
Protected between, I mean, ideally two good guards. I don't know if this team has two good guards.
Which two good guards is that?
I don't know. Mike Onwenu is supposed to be.
How
paid
about
him $50
how about,
million.
How bad is Laydon Robinson, who by all accounts was good the last 5 to 6 games of last year? What happened to him over the winter time?
Maybe
forget how to play football,
transitioning properly into the Doug Marrone, Josh McDaniels system in offensive line play.
That's
I do enjoy Fitzy. We're doing it right. You know how I know that? Because I believe when you get those 50-50 responses, peak annoying Andy in full effect, stop topping down to people and stop sounding like an a-hole. Well, that's hard for me to do. And the 339 says Fantasyland Fitzy. So one person thinks I'm a jerk. One person thinks you're in Fantasyland. You know what that
probably
means?
That's where I've always been.
We kind of covered it appropriately from two different viewpoints and vantage points.
These are our realms.
That's what we do. We don't make it up. Tom Curran, who'll join us at 3:30. You hear that? We don't manufacture opinions on this show. We don't manufacture narratives. I tend to be a little bit more objective and critical. Fitzy's a little bit more optimistic and likes to look at the bigger picture. And it's getting harder by the day for you.
Days like this make it difficult.
Yeah, they need to try a little harder to make your job a little easier.
Well, I'm trying to look at making like dinner all season, not just one meal prep. Today's meal prep, pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
Pretty disappointing. But expected, though. We all thought they were going to go out there and struggle. Minnesota's further along. Kevin O'Connell, this isn't his first year as coach. He took over a talented team. His defensive coordinator should be a head coach in the NFL. He's got elite pass rushers. He's got a much better offensive line. You think his quarterback stinks? I don't. That's fine.
None of us can know because he's never played.
Well, it's hard to tell because he tore his knee up last preseason.
So he's a first-time quarterback, so that should benefit
defense. And the weaponry is tremendous.
Yes, although I don't – Justin Jefferson out there today? Because he wasn't yesterday. Yesterday it was Addison.
Would you put him out there?
No, I wouldn't see the point.
He would not be out till Sunday,
like playing
September 7th.
Him in
7th.
A JV game. Why would we play him in a JV
game?
Oh,
my. Now the Patriots are JV.
617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls. We also need to get to this. Fitzy believes that Mike Vrabel, he does not agree with NFL.com. I think it's Bucky Brooks, right, Fitzy, that did this break? Yeah, Bucky Brooks. Which new NFL head coach will win most in 2025? Brian Schottenheimer, Ben Johnson, top my rankings. So Bucky Brooks went Brian Schottenheimer 1 and Ben Johnson, the new Bears head coach, 2, as guys that are going to win the most in their first year with new teams. I get the Cowboys thing because the Cowboys have a lot of talent and they have Dak Prescott. Like,
they have offense.
They should be set to win a lot of games. They have defense, too. You hear Micah Parsons?
And he's good. Can he do everything?
Well, first he needs to get signed.
Wait, hold on. Diggs? Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah.
Come on.
Guy made, what, he had 8 interceptions a couple years ago?
Like, yeah, and gave up about 20 touchdowns.
Oh, now we care about that?
You know what's difficult to do? Make a field goal at Andy Hart Stadium because the effing goalpost is always moving.
Well, I'm just telling you, they got playmakers and they get talent. And then you get to Ben Johnson, who has, I think, a playmaker at quarterback. They're marrying up the genius of
Lions. What do we know? Have you seen? Now, if this was a Chicago Bears radio show, you probably would have already burst a blood vessel talking about, you see this kid, he's throwing the ball on the ground, then he's pouting and he's looking at his fingernails.
Blue nail polish because it mirrors his emotion this offseason. So now you're blue? Like, what are you? Like,
are you shaming
like
him
George
for that?
Strait,
are you shaming him for
a
that?
A little bit. Like, what does the blue mean?
That's it.
Didn't Tiger wear red because he was like a finisher on Sundays? Like, and that's an attacking
color? JJ McCarthy famously didn't wear eye black 3 games in college, every game against Ohio State. Why? Because he wanted Ryan Day to see the hate in his eyes that he had for Ohio State.
That's what I'm looking for from my quarterback, not him and his fingernails telling me what mood he's in like he's a mood
They're like mood rings.
I hate it. But they have Bucky Brooks, NFL.com, has Mike Vrabel as the third most likely head coach to win.
I think he's the best of the three. He just doesn't have the talent.
Sell it. No, but this is win games in 2025. And you told me you think he could win the most games of first-year coaches in 2025.
I do.
I need you to sell it to the jury.
I'm going to sell it to the jury as such. Mike Vrabel will wring more victories out of the towel of disappointment that is this Patriots roster because he is the best coach of those three. And it's not even close, not even funny. Brian Schottenheimer, the last name alone should inspire 0.0 confidence in the ability to finish games. Schottenheimer is in the football dictionary. When you look it up, it means look good until it counts in the end. And yeah, they have offense down there, and they've got a elite defender as well. But Dallas is no great shakes, and they also have, ta-da, the 22nd hardest schedule in the NFL. But wait, guess who's got the 26th most difficult schedule in the NFL? That would be the Chicago Bears. And yes, I like Ben Johnson. I didn't want him as head coach of the Patriots as badly as the guy who sits here from 10A to 2P, Rich Keefe and many others. And sure, they've got lots of talent to develop. Talk to me in a year after they get a chance to both understand his offense and see what kind of head coach he is. At least here in New England, you've only got McDaniels as offensive coordinator, not offensive coordinator and head coach. Thank God, Fitzy, because he's not a very good head coach. I don't know what kind of head coach or inspirational leader among men who go to gridiron battle every Sunday Ben Johnson is. I do know Mike Vrabel has this, a track record. He's tough as nails, and I think he'll will them to as many victories as these two teams. I don't think any of them are going to make the playoffs, but I do think that Mike Vrabel will get the most wins.
Yeah, my argument for Vrabel would be the division. Like, I think the Jets stink, and I think the Dolphins are done. So right there, you should have 3 wins. I think those 4 games, you should pencil in 3
wins.
Did you
see? Okay,
you're
going to
have a good year.
Now, you're telling me preseason kind of counts, right?
Sure.
Okay. Like joint practices, preseason,
I actually
et cetera.
Think joint practice counts more than preseason.
Okay. I don't know how the Jets did in their joint practices. I did watch some of the Jets game last week. I lost a bet. I'm a self-masochist. The Jets didn't look incompetent. Looked pretty good, actually.
So they got that going for them.
So there you go.
Which is the same thing we said about the Patriots.
Right.
They looked competent.
So we'll see how the Jets look this week as well. But
if you're in the NFC East, that's a good division. I mean, I know the Giants are, but you now have to face Philly and Washington, two good playoff teams.
That doesn't help.
If you're in the North, you have to face Green Bay and Minnesota, potentially playoff teams. I think the Patriots have the easier division, especially if you subscribe to the theory like, oh, they always steal one from the Bills. They always find a way to beat the Bills. If you can keep that going, you should have 4 division wins, and you should be well on your way winning more. I tend to think it's probably Brian Schottenheimer just because –
Just because of what?
The Cowboys win a lot of regular season games.
George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb.
Like, you have an offensive coach, theoretically, with a supposedly good quarterback.
Starting running back is the kid, Javonte Williams, I think, that they got him from Denver.
Yes, and who I liked coming out of North Carolina. We'll
something
see if
happened
he's resurgent.
Along the way with him.
Yeah, wasn't great. Well, I mean, I think he tore his ACL and then never came back from it. But, no, I think the Cowboys can be a good offensive team. 617-779-7937. Reacting to the expectations for the Patriots, yet again, coming off joint practices. But up next, Ted Johnson, who the text line says is the voice of reason on WEEI Afternoons.
Is that Ted texting?
He'll join the show to separate Fitzy and
Hart. Are you
Hart.
Out of your mind?
We need a timeout. We need a Ted Johnson. Three-point stances with Ted Johnson up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.